The U.S. economy entered its 121st month of consecutive growth this week. That's a historic high that beats out the dot-com boom in the 90s by a month. But while all that growth has led to low unemployment, it has increased inequality, making some people wonder whether we're in a new gilded age. For more now, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
Good. So, what do you think? Are we living in a new gilded age?
I don't know if we need a Great Gatsby sequel quite yet, but the number of people receiving federal food stamps is north of 39 million. That's up 40% from 2008, even as the national population is up just by 8%. You hear all about rents going up and crowding people out. You look at the Bay Area and the homeless crises of Los Angeles and Manhattan. And even above that, a disturbing fraction of Americans still can't come up with, say, $500 for an unforeseen expense.
And we're seeing the number of billionaires in the U.S. more than double in the past decade. Back in 2008, we had 267. Last year, we had 607. How are they making their money?
Sure. Yeah. Tech, entrepreneurship, property values, farmland. You see record art values. The U.S. stock market is again at a record, so portfolios are fat. There's been just a healthy, almost indefatigable mergers and acquisitions market, whether you're talking about small business or family business, public, private. Writ large, I think assets the world over have truly swelled in value in the decade since the financial crisis, and that's just spiked the number of billionaires everywhere.
How much of this is a result of Trump policies, or did the trend predate those?
Look, I think so much of this is driven by tech. You talk about the Gilded Age and big tech. You routinely have the giants of big tech. I mean, even before Trump was in office, they were approaching market values that were bumping up against the trillion, whether you're talking about Amazon or Apple. Jeff Bezos, you take him, the CEO and founder of Amazon. He's worth $121 billion. He spent pocket change that he essentially found in the cushions of his couch to buy The Washington Post. And his company spent, you know, $14 billion to buy Whole Foods. So it's not just big tech, it's big grocery. This is, it's just been an incredible decade for a handful of players. And they've made many, many, many millionaires of employees, and their founders and fellow executives are billionaires as well.
So what is the best hope to try and, I mean, it's never going to have an even playing field, but try and reduce the inequity?
You know, it goes back to the Piketty book and the controversy that it caused, talking about a conversation about wages or a better social safety net. Rich people are going to become wealthy, but are they being taxed at the correct clip for capital gains? If anything, you saw Trump come in and with this record tax plan come in and cut capital gains tax rates for people. It's much easier to keep the upside that you've had. And there are other people like Elizabeth Warren and on the left flank of the Democratic Party saying that some of that has to be recaptured to level the playing field. You talk about even the argument with Medicare for All. If younger people who came of age in the financial crisis professionally are very averse to having to pay full freight for healthcare expenses. So there's at least this conversation, and you're going to see it hit a fever pitch as the kind of the Democratic field whittles down from 25 people to one.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Enjoy a few hot dogs today, Robin.
Likewise, Lisa. Thank you.
Thanks.